Hello, world. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Talia the Mogul, your host, and happy Monday to you guys. So today I want to talk a little bit about doing too much, being too extra, overcompensating for your insecurities. When you're in business or even just in life in general, we have to learn the art of authenticity. Transparency, not too transparent. You know, there are some things that we just want to keep in our personal lives, right? But when you're trying to build a brand in particular, you want to make sure that you're being as genuine as possible, because people can smell fake a mile away, 10 miles away. Like, people can see it, they can feel it. You know, they know when it doesn't look right for you to act a certain way. You know, they know when you're just doing too much to be seen or to overcompensate for something that you're actually lacking. So an example would be, for example, I used to work with someone in real estate, and great guy, but he was someone who was a really great talker, right? He had a mouthpiece on him. And he made everything sound so exciting, and, you know, he motivated you at the same time. Like, he would look you dead in your eyes and be telling you this extravagant lie, but he made you feel so good because he was like, you know, and I see something in you. You know what I mean? He would go into overly complimenting you. You have something special inside of you. I know you can do this. This was made for you. I want you to join my team. I want you to get on board. Man, you're going to kill this thing. I know it. And that's usually how folks suck you in, or the scam artists anyway. You know, they start to compliment you too much, and it feels like, all right, like, what, you know, what's the catch here? And it's sad, you know, and this is a side note, but it is sad that we feel like because someone gives us a compliment, sometimes we have to be a little, you know, iffy about it. But that's just the way it is, because 9 times out of 10, there is something that they're trying to get out of you, or something that they're trying to throw over your eyes so that you don't see what's really going on, you know? And so, I was working with this guy in real estate, and come to find out later on down the line, this is after, you know, he and I went our own separate ways. Come to find out, he was up to exactly what I thought he was up to. See, my intuition is pretty strong and accurate, and I pay attention to it most of the time, which is why I parted ways with him. Come to find out, this guy was telling me, you know, he had sold all these properties, he had all this money, he had 5 cars. None of that was true, you know? It was true, but the way he obtained these things and the way that he lost these things, see, he didn't throw those things in there, that he owed so much money on these cars and they ended up getting repoed. Or when it came to these quote-unquote properties, he negotiated these deals in a very shady way, to where once these people found out that he did a deal with, they would come back after him. You know, that kind of thing. So what I mean is, it's okay to be you. What you want to do more than anything when it comes to building your brand is, you want to make sure that people can relate to you. A lot of people can't relate to being super rich and having a lot of money or having 5 cars. A lot of people can't relate to being the best speaker in their city or the top real estate person or the top business person, wherever they are. You know, you have to bring yourself down, and you have to understand that it's okay to not go out seeking attention. Some people talk super loud for no reason, right? Well, I guess the reason is they want to be heard, right? But that's not necessary. Now, some people don't mind that kind of confidence, you know? But for the most part, from what I've seen and experienced, it's very annoying. You know, it's obvious that you're seeking attention. It's obvious that you want somebody to look at you. Look at me, look at me. You know, come over and talk to me. That kind of thing. It's just really annoying. It's childish, guys. So bring yourself back down to earth. It's okay to be you. It's okay to not have it all. It's okay to not know it all. Keep that in mind when you're building your brand and even in life, all right? Because being someone who operates out of ego is someone that usually ends up losing the closest thing to them, friends and family. All right, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is your host, Talia the Mogul.